Well, hello and welcome to the No Filter Needed podcast, where we cut the fluff, expel those myths, and kick unobtainable standards to the curb. I am your host, Camilla Collins, self-image consultant, author, and founder of multiple beauty and creative entertainment agencies. I am super passionate about empowering people to change their self-perception and reimagine not just the beauty, but the huge amount of power within themselves. And this podcast is in support of my mission to do just that. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. How are you? I hope you are good. And I've missed you. I'm sorry I wasn't here last week. And I'm sorry I didn't give you any warning for that, because I probably should have said, although I wasn't entirely sure how this was going to go. But from now on, these episodes will be coming out bi-weekly. Is that even a thing? Every other week is what I mean. And I will be having more guests on as well. So I really hope you tuned in to the last episode with the lovely Zoe Aston, a lovely friend and psychotherapist. And really enjoyed that. So I'll be getting more guests on. And also, I'd love to hear if there's any guests that you would like specifically to come on, or perhaps you want to come on yourself. In which case, reach out to me. You can drop me an email at hello@CamillaCollins.com or reach out to me on social media. If you put Camilla J. Collins into Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn, you will find me. And I'd love to hear from you. So do reach out if you've got any suggestions of people to interview, yourself included, or even any topics that you'd like to hear. But today I am talking to you about goals, and I am just goal obsessed at the moment, and I'm pretty energized. I'm currently running a challenge. I'm taking a lovely group of people through a challenge, and it's a 10-day challenge, and it's just awesome because I put myself through challenges when I do them. I'm usually a day ahead of everybody else, but just so I can experience it, so I can serve them better, and I can see where there might be bits missing that don't make sense. But we did goal setting the other day, and it's just got me fired up, like super, super fired up. And it's been great to see everybody else setting their goals too. And just from the comments, I've realized how much I break it down, how obsessive I get with breaking goals down. And I think it's really, really important. And I'm really excited for you listening to this podcast right now because of the timing of it. We're at the beginning of November. And normally what happens is people cobble together half-assed goals towards the end of the year. Well, right at the end of the year, and sometimes even in January. So it's either in January with a hangover or struggling through a detox, or it's in and amongst the Christmas parties and the Christmas cheer, and also feeling absolutely knackered from the whole year in December. And that's not really a prime time for goal setting. So I think now is a brilliant time. And as much as lockdown is really not something that I was hoping for, it was not on my wish list, a second lockdown, I think it's actually a bit of a gift, because it's taken all the busyness once again from our lives, well, in the UK, that is, and allowed us to again rethink. So we had kind of a practice go, because I think a lot of people during last lockdown started to really realize how much stuff they had in their lives that they didn't need, and how much stuff they were doing that they didn't necessarily need to, and how much simpler life could be, and in doing so, how much happier it could be, and less anxiety inducing and less stressful. So after the ease of the first lockdown, we kind of went out. I don't know about you, but things crept up for me again. Even just fitting, going to the gym in, the traveling time there and back, and then the guilt of balancing work and getting to the gym. If I didn't go to the gym, I felt guilty, whereas that was all taken away before. I had my home workout, I had everything at home. So now that we're back in lockdown, that's taken away from me. I do miss the gym, and I do miss being able to, I guess, go out, although not as much. I'm kind of thankful that I'm here once again, and I can be like, okay, hang about. this all started getting a bit out of control again. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's rein it in. So that's what I've been doing. And I have been setting goals and really focusing on those, because I used to really struggle with this. I used to really struggle with goal setting because I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted, and everybody else was setting goals. And, you know, you had to set goals because otherwise, where are you going? You don't just set off in the car and not know where you're going. You always have a destination to get to. So I used to be like, oh, I need to find some goals to go after. But I just found goals for the sake of it. And I did online courses and I read books and I listened to gurus as such, telling me how best to set goals or do vision boards or things like that. And vision boards absolutely do have their place. But I often found with vision boards, I used to fill it with a lot of stuff because there was space there. And I, in general, prefer to work just on blank A4 sheets of paper. I always find workbooks that have lines or boxes or things like that to fill in. They make me feel like I need to fill them or I need to stay within them. So there's not that freedom there. So I really like to just work on blank sheets of A4 paper. And that might be something that you might like to do as well. But what I do with my goals is, because I find it very difficult, near impossible actually, to just dream up what my life could be in 10 years' time. I prefer to work methodically and logically upwards. So what I have been doing in the past is probably just setting a year goal, having a thing in mind for the future. But now what I do is I look at what I want to achieve this time next year. And that's easy for me to visualize because it's not that far away. And then I think, what about 3 years after that? Or 3 years, sorry. So from now to 3 years. And then I think from now to 5 years. And then because I've worn myself up a bit and I've got a bit of momentum when I've been writing things down and planning, I'm able to do that jump from 5 to 10 years, because I don't want to be carrying on doing it year by year. And I probably could go from 10 to 20 because I can see a pattern emerging here. And that's the key. It's that pattern that you want to find. Because if you don't have a pattern or a trend within your goals, then they're all out of alignment. And so that's going to be very difficult because you run the risk of having goals that aren't complementing each other. Because your 10-year goals, you need to be working on those today, not obsessing over them, but your actions today will be the results that come in 10 years. So it needs to work as a system, and there needs to be a direct correlation towards your North Star, as I like to call it. So your North Star is like your end goal, your dream life. If everything goes right and you have everything how you want it, that is where you're heading. That is your North Star. So I find it much easier to plan goals out side by side in three columns. But it starts off in four columns because I do 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. But then what I do when I've done that is I take out the 3 year and I divide those goals into 1 year and 5 year goals. So I've got 1 year, 5 year, and 10 year. And then I sit there cross-referencing the three and making sure that they are all complementing each other. They're all working together. And I can see that there's a progression there. And I can see that that's going to work. Because I need to believe that it's realistic. You need to believe that your goals can happen. Otherwise, if you don't believe in them, you're not going to make the effort to go after them. You're just going to feel like they're a fantasy. So that's really, really important. That's number one. And I think that's something that a lot of people miss out, is that cross-referencing across the years and making sure that everything is aligned. And then next, what I do is I break everything down, but only for the year one. So I park, I know that everything is working. I can see from those columns that if I do everything I should in year one and year five, I will get to year 10. So one will lead to five, five will lead to 10. So I can park 5 and 10, I don't have to worry about it. So I just focus on year one. And I write down everything I need to gain it skill-wise, all the people I need to meet, the bookings I need to make, all the things I need to get, really building a picture of the person that I need to become in a way. And and really thinking realistically what is possible in that year. Because again, there's no point forcing all this stuff that isn't possible and cramming it into a year, because it will be the worst year. You won't even get very far. It'll be a couple of months and you'll be like, this is horrible. My goals just are not worth it. Forget my dreams. It's fine. I'll just carry on as I am. And you get disheartened. So it's important to be realistic at this point. And then after I've written that list out, I write another list. So I go again and I break it down even further. And I start putting specific dates on things, and I start picking apart things that might need a bit more work. For instance, so I have a goal of writing 10 more books. So say I was to write one book a year, which makes sense. If I'm going to write 10 books, I want to write one book per year. So I just have to think about writing the one book. Never mind about the other books, because if I nail this 1 year, then it becomes an automatic process for the following years. It'll be easy. So I just focus on this year. And so I have to really take into consideration, what is a good time to write a book for me? Some people might prefer the winter. Some people might have lots of free time over the summer. The summer's very busy for me. I have to think about when I'm quite energized. So I think March would be a good time. So March to May, I'll be writing a book. So that gives me 3 months, which we'll say is about 12 weeks. So if I've got 12 weeks to write a book, then I'm only really going to be wanting to write it 5 days, because I need some days off. I can't just be writing constantly every single day. It's going to affect the quality of my writing. I'm also going to write in the mornings, because that is my creative time. So I know that my mornings need to be free Monday to Friday. But then I just want to double check how many words I need to write. So there's 40,000 words roughly in an average book. So if we divide, so we've got 12 weeks of 5 days is 60 days in total. I've got 60 days to write the book, and I've got 40,000 words to write. So 40,000 divided by 60 gives me 667 words. So I need to write 667 words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But I know I am capable of writing 1,000 words very easily. So instead, I'm going to focus on that, and that's going to be another little mini goal. So I'm going to aim for 1,000 words. I might write more or a little bit less, but that's my aim, really. That's my goal to work towards. So I ideally don't want to stop until I've got 1,000 words at least, so I know I'm on track. But also, because I've added that extra from 667 to 1,000 words, I've ended up freeing 20 days worth of writing. So I have 20 days of buffer, which means if something happens outside of my control, which if this year has taught us anything, it can. If it happens in work or personal life, I'm able to do it without it completely sabotaging my entire book writing process and completely throwing me off track. It also means that if things are going well and all is good when the time comes, I then have these 20 extra days that I can slot another project into as well. So I'll know more in that time, but I still need to plan it in now in November, because I need to know roughly so I can work around it. Because if I just say, okay, I've got plenty of time, I only need 3 months to write a book, I've got 12 months, I'll figure it out next year, my calendar will fill up, my diary will fill up, I will put stuff in, because we get busy. If we don't put stuff in, other stuff comes in and fills up our days. It happens to all of us. It's just the way things go. So it's really important to book your stuff in and really put the times in, the dates and the times, and just put a skeleton in your calendar. I like to call it a skeleton. And then you can flesh out later on as you get closer to the time. So like I said about what I do about those 20 extra days, I might fill it with another project, or I might end up needing them if there's some sort of family emergency, or maybe like a big opportunity comes my way. And, you know, then I don't have to decide if it's the book or that. I can do both, because I've factored in that time. So really have a think about the whole big picture when you're planning goals and how it's going to slot into your year, and also how you work as well, how you work best, what times of day you work best, which months are better than others. And really think about that when you're planning in specific things to your diary. So I hope that's given you a bit of an insight into my crazy planning obsession. But I really think this is a great time to plan for next year. And yes, we don't know exactly what next year's going to look like, but it really builds your strength in yourself and your abilities by planning this stuff in and really thinking about it and not just leaving it to chance or waiting to see what happens. Like, that is the worst. That just makes you feel powerless. So I really encourage you to take some time this month, preferably this week, and sit down with a cup of tea, a glass of wine, whatever you want to do, and do it the way that I do it, with your columns of 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, and 10 year goals, and really breaking it down, and then breaking it down again, and then actually booking it into your diary. And remember, you can always move stuff around, but if it doesn't go in, then it's not likely to ever happen. So it needs to be in there, and it's not set in stone. You can always change it, but just make sure you get it in there first. It's the same with meeting up with friends. I'm sure you've experienced. You say, oh yeah, let me know when you're free, and they don't. So what I prefer to do is say, let's get something in the diary now, then it's in while you're on the phone. And then if you need to move it near the time, then it's fine. And sometimes they move it and we book it straight into another date, or other times, you know, we stick to it, which is great. But it's not a problem to move stuff. But if it doesn't go in, I've had friends I haven't seen for months because we didn't do that, because we didn't book it in. So it's really important to get intentional and put it in your schedule, your diary, whatever you use, whether it's a paper planner, although that would probably annoy me a little bit, having to scribble things out over and over again. So I would suggest digital for that. But when you're doing your goals, absolutely pen to paper. I don't think, well, you might be better on the computer, but personally, I really love to get pen to paper. And this is just for the planning stages of things, just so I can scribble things out. I always find it's easier for my brain to work things out when I'm the physical act of writing it. Typing just isn't the same. Perhaps we'll cover that in another episode. But anyway, that is all I'm going to say on the matter for today. Hopefully you're still with me and you haven't tuned out, crazy goal lady. But if you want to know about any of my future challenges as well, because not to blow my own trumpet, but they are awesome, then let me know, because I'm going to be running one in January 100%, and you can bet there'll be goal setting in that as well. So again, reach out to me on social media or drop me an email, again, hello@camillacollins.com, and I will update you when I've worked out the dates and exactly what is going on. But until then, I shall wish you happy planning, and I look forward to speaking to you in another 2 weeks. See you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you got some good takeaways from today. And if so, then please do leave a review. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And you can find further insights and tools over at camillacollins.com.